Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hour number two, Darren Donick and Chase. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe here in our Wholesale Inc. studios powered by Rumble On. If you've been listening to the first hour, you know that everything is being canceled except for the ACC. Their quarterfinals, they're continuing. They're going to get crushed for this. I mean, they are going to absolutely get crushed for this. And for all the people on Twitter, I know that a tweet just came out from the game talking about tonight's pregame that I'll be involved in, and then a 6 o'clock puck drop with Pete and Hal that they'll be on the call. I get it. You're like, what? I don't think so. And all these people comment, we get it. Those are scheduled, okay?
Yeah, just so chill.
We got it. I understand. Most of us realize that probably that's not going to happen.
PSA, if you get stupid on Twitter, I'm going to tell you that you're stupid on Twitter, just so you know. Because we don't have time for that right now.
Yeah, everybody's going, what? And it's like, yeah, we got it.
Mike says Monday's Darren Donick and Chase will be a Seinfeld show, a show about nothing.
Yeah, there's not going to be any sports. Let's check in with Butch Spiridon. We felt that we should definitely talk to him, the president and CEO of the Nashville Visitors Bureau. Butch, good morning. You've been at this for a very, very long time in our city, and you have certainly had the pulse of our city for a very long time. Have you ever seen anything like this in your career?
No, there is absolutely no blueprint or roadmap for what we're navigating. The virus alone would be enough, but layer that on top of the tornado damage, and you know we're in uncharted waters, and I don't even have anywhere to go look or call somebody and go, what's the best course?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll start with, as I'm listening to y'all, remaining calm and informed could not be more important than anything else, you know, at this point in time. You know, Twitter, that's what we ought to shut down.
I'm with you.
Amen, Butch. Amen. You're right about that. It'll send you the loony bin if you watch Twitter in the last about 18 hours.
I try not to look because you know, it would be a nice means of communicating factual information from the right sources, but it's just, you know, a rumor mill.
Yeah.
And a license to act badly. So, you know, my plea to your listeners is only talk about facts and stay informed and be smart. We're going to get through this. It's going to be a bit ugly, but we're pretty smart people, and we're pretty resilient. And panic and stupid rumors is just the worst course of action.
Yeah, well said. I thought it was interesting what you said at the beginning, because you can't, you know, there's a lot of times things will happen, whether it's, you know, what we do, what you do. You can pick up the phone and consult somebody, right? You can talk to somebody about the situation that you're in, because usually there's not a manual for what you do on how to handle that particular situation. But in this case, which is unprecedented, if you pick up the phone and talk to any colleague of yours, wherever, people that you've dealt with for a long time in X market, you're all asking the same questions. You're all dealing with the same thing, and everybody's searching for the same answers. So it's a strange dynamic, isn't it?
Oh, it's an incredible dynamic. And that may be the worst, best word, because it's changing, you know, not even by the hour, by the 15-minute increment. So whatever plan you're working on, you got to be ready to change it.
The SEC has obviously just came out. They were supposed to tip at noon today, the first game, and they were supposed to have a full slate of action today. We already knew that it was going to be played in front of no fans, but now they have canceled the tournament like most all the other tournaments around the country. With that being said, and conventions, we know that this city and what you do relies so much on our beautiful convention center to host so many things. Las Vegas hosts NAB, which is a huge broadcasters convention, right the week prior to the NFL draft. They announced yesterday that's been canceled. So you know Vegas, you and Vegas probably can have a lot of similar talks. How is this impacting what you do? How is this impacting our market with, I'm sure you're just getting cancellations left and right?
Yeah, we are. I think we're up to 130 plus. Maybe if there's a silver lining, they're in the next 4 or 5 weeks. We're asking clients to, if you're more than 30 days out, let's walk through this, let's talk. There's plenty of time to cancel, but it's important to them, and it's important to us. And, you know, I know I've gotten some grief for talking about doing business, but, you know, I would defend that to the nth degree, because our message is about keeping a lot of the victims employed. There's a lot of them are in the hospitality industry, and driving sales tax revenue for the city and state with the overtime and unexpected costs associated with recovery. So our message is tied to the storm much more than the virus. And we know we're going to get hit, and the whole country is going to get hit. And we'll figure that out too. But as people, going back to our Twitter conversation, jump to criticize, you know, look at the big picture and understand by no means are we being mercenary. And most of our staff is out raising money or giving away money to victims. So, you know, check your facts.
Butch Spiridon is with us. And I know this is a tough question, because this is all changing, as you've been saying over the course of this interview. But I look at Bridgestone Arena, for instance, and the SEC tournament, and there are a lot of people that work that tournament that now aren't going to be able to draw a paycheck. Do you have any, are you able to shed any light of, or give your opinion on what could happen with that of, you know, people that aren't able to work now because of all this?
You know, I don't have the hard answer, but I know the governor just officially declared a state of emergency. And this is a good example. The number one reason he did that was to be able to draw down on federal aid. So the federal, you know, emergency is not something else big has happened. It's a trigger to get funds. So if we can get funds in, then we can find the mechanisms to help people. So it's just all these dominoes, and that's the first trigger, which I'm glad to see him do. But it's important for people to know that that's not an extra reason to panic. It's a very strategic, intelligent move.
With everything all over the country postponing or canceling, and I mean, you're going to have musical acts, you're going to have sporting events, obviously. Does that in some ways make the rescheduling process a little bit easier because you know that everything's done, so you can kind of push back, or am I overthinking that?
Yeah, no, I think two things. The amount of cancellation probably frees up some dates that we could move some things into. The whole process, most all of our clients were talking exactly. We can minimize cancellation fees. We can accommodate your need. Literally got off the phone with a client about an hour ago, and we're looking at, they're late April. We're looking at how long can they wait to decide? How can we assure their attendees? and at the same time look at dates a couple months from now. So, you know, multi-pronged attack to try to help them. They need to host their conference because it's a revenue stream for the association. So they're impacted on multiple layers as well. And I think if there's any solace in we're all in this together, we're all going to be affected financially, and it's when we will and can rely on the federal government to provide aid in some form, tax relief, sales tax relief, grants. There will be help coming. I have zero doubt about that. It's still a work in progress, so we don't know what that looks like.
Butch, what would be your message to people that, you know, now you got to figure out how you're going to spend your weekend? You know, people might have had plans just to go out and about in downtown Nashville or other parts of the area. I mean, what would be your message to those people?
You know, I think it probably is a good time to think about getting out and doing some volunteer work, whether it's hopefully storm related, but else, you know, sanitation protocol, keeping distance, but there isn't any reason to go about in small groups of semi-normal life. And I think it could be the city needs it, the victims need it. And if you can, stay away from large groups. And if you can, lend a hand and keep washing your hands and keep sanitizers and do the smart things. So that's kind of my take. And if you can't do that, stay home.
Last thing, Butch, you talk to a lot of people, and while it's affecting the Music City Center, while it's affecting Bridgestone Arena, or probably about to affect Bridgestone Arena and other maybe concert venues, you also talk to the hotel industry and the restaurants, and you know there's a lot happening in downtown with all this being affecting the people not coming like they were scheduled to. How much of a hit is are those industries taking right now with all this?
You know, currently it's in the tens of millions. It's going to grow exponentially. You know, music industry, which you kind of alluded to earlier, you know, the cancellations of tours. You know, that's not just the artists, and the artists are probably going to be fine. But their bands, their touring crews, the bus drivers, you know, this has just enormous reach. And that goes back to there's the point where we got to trust a system. You know, it may be a good time to pull together instead of being divisive. And I'm going to go back, stay informed, patient, and calm, because we can't think straight if we're not being rational. And everybody is being affected, so you are not alone. I may not be enough to say right now, but that may be the most important thing. Everybody's going to have food. Everybody's going to be taken care of. You know, it's just going to take a little bit of time to sort. Am I concerned? Yeah. Am I panicked? No way. You know, that's not an option. So we're going to keep working.
Good words, Butch. Appreciate it. I just think of the movie Old School, and I think of Will Ferrell in the locker room. You just remain calm, everybody. The main thing is to remain calm. I like it.
One of my favorite movies.
Oh, no doubt. Hey, thanks for doing this.
About my intellect.
Well, what does it say about me? I agree with you.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for doing this as always. Good to catch up, and we'll talk down the road.
Y'all take care. Be safe. Wash your hands.
All right, you too. That's Butch Spiridon. He's the president and CEO of the Nashville Visitors Bureau, just talking about the impact of all this in our city and in our market. We'll come back more of Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. There you go. That's Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes with Marty Smith of ESPN. In Alabama and Tennessee, the 8-9 seeds were supposed to tip off the action today in about 40 minutes. We know the SEC tournament has been canceled. Florida was going to be the game following that versus Georgia, who defeated Ole Miss last night in front of fans. And then in the nightcap, it was supposed to be Missouri and Texas A&M and then South Carolina and Arkansas, who defeated Vanderbilt last night in front of fans. But all that has ceased to operate now.
And I know this doesn't matter, but the SEC did say that Kentucky would receive the automatic bid as being the regular season champion. So yeah, that does matter. The ACC. Do you know what they just did?
They tipped.
But then you know what they just did?
No.
Following additional consultation with the league's presidents and athletic directors, and in light of the continued conversation surrounding the fluidity of COVID-19.
Say that three times really fast.
No. The Atlantic Coast Conference will immediately cancel the remainder of the 2020 ACC tournament. For NCAA tournament automatic qualification purposes, Florida State will represent the league as the ACC champion.
Big East is still playing?
As of like 2 minutes ago, but as we've learned, anything in the last 2 minutes can change like that.
What are they doing? What in the
Creighton
world?
And St. John's did tip off, and they were at least 3 minutes into the game last time I checked.
Did they forget to charge their computers and phones? Have they not checked everything?
Apparently Twitter must have been banned in the Big East Conference before any games were.
The PGA said that they're holding tournaments, but no fans.
No, they're not going to. Once again, I'll keep giving the unofficial.
Nobody's
going to play sports.
David Ubbin, who covers the Vols for The Athletic, there's likely a statement coming soon from the SEC re-spring football. Nothing definitive, but you've surely seen where
it's
momentum is taking matters.
It's going to be
canceled. Yeah.
They're already doing that, by the way.
SEC events have been canceled through March 30th per LSU spokesman Bill. I can't say his French name. That's Ron Higgins putting that out there.
Wait a minute. Say that again?
Ron Higgins, longtime writer covering LSU, is saying all SEC events have been canceled through March 30th per LSU spokesman Bill Franks.
So, as we said, the rest of the month is not going to be sports.
Yep. I mean, look,
By the way, there's a lot of people
Dickie
out there.
Dickie V is tweeting at the NCAA saying to cancel the tournament.
Yeah. I flipped over to the SEC Network just to see what they were doing. And they're running.
Adam Schefter, moments ago, NFL said it has no plans to move the start of the league year.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll change.
I think so.
That'll change. Although it's – and the only reason it'll change is because it's
– SEC baseball season has been suspended until at least March 30th.
Yeah, right. But look, if LSU said that, means the whole –
well, it's just –
the whole conference is
– I'm here to make things official.
I know. It's just – it's the same thing. The whole conference is shutting down until the end of the month.
The whole damn world's shutting down. What are you talking about? Not just the conference.
I'll continue to say this. Why are we here? Why are we here? Why are we here?
I don't know.
I don't know what you've been doing today. Did you wash your hands?
Yeah. I've even used the hand sanitizer.
Have you? We do have those throughout the building. We appreciate that. The ACC came out, and right now they did tip, right? They officially tipped.
They were warming up, and then they made the decision, and now they're giving Florida State the ACC tournament title, or giving them, I guess, officially the automatic bid as we speak. So Florida State's the only team out on the floor right now as they're receiving their ACC championship.
Clemson's out there, too. John Swofford has the microphone. He is the ACC commissioner, and he is addressing everybody.
Just for a second, I know there are bigger things in sports, but if you will allow me just for a second to be a sports fan, the NCAA tournament's going to be canceled. We all, I think, feel that way.
Wait a minute. You don't get to say that. That's
you.
My line.
Okay, but I'm giving an opinion.
You're the official line.
I know, but I'm giving an opinion. I'm upset about it because it was so wide open this year that I thought it was going to be a lot of fun.
Well, do you know for sure that it's going to go away?
No, but I mean, they could postpone it, which I hope that's what happens, but if they just bag it, you know, it was going to be a fun year.
You'd have to admit, if basically if everything gets shut down, for the rest of the month, which is where it's headed. Everything sports wise is going to get shut down for the rest of the month. When you come back, like, how do you, like, there's so many shared arenas. Think about it, you're talking about NBA, NHL. Then you've got to throw in the arenas, you know, for the NCAA tournament. Now, some of them, they're not affected by pro sports, but you've also got concerts. I mean, can you imagine the scheduling nightmare of trying to, that jigsaw puzzle, try to make all those pieces work?
I know.
And who do you cancel to make it work? And who do you, how do you, I mean, no thanks.
Well, we have some Titans NFL news. Let me double check this, but yeah, this is true. The Tennessee Titans have informed running back Deion Lewis they are releasing him, according to Adam Schefter. Mm. So there you go.
There it is. That was 60 seconds ago. So the so check on the Big East, Elijah. See if those dopes have turned on their phones or computers yet.
Wait, the Corona, what? What is that? Is that a drink? Yeah, they need to just stop.
No, and by the way, the PGA is not going to.
No.
It's not going to make it to Sunday.
I have just turned one of the TVs on in here, and they are indeed playing. Creighton is leading St. John 16-15 with 10:45 to go in the first half. So,
my goodness.
They are
ratings bonanza for them. Mm. Oh, boy.
Somebody tweeted us and said, well, you can talk about golf on Monday. No. No.
Well, we could talk.
I don't think they're going to be having their tour either.
Folks, prepare yourself, because if things hold right now and they the NASCAR races Atlanta, we're probably talking that on Monday.
By the way, if they still can't get anybody, I mean, who's going to show up to that? Nobody showed up before. You think they're going to show up now?
You went there.
What?
Yeah, somebody said to me this morning, can they run races without fans? And I said, there's some tracks that have been doing that for a while.
Atlanta?
Atlanta's one of them.
Remember, now, I went remember when they used to have two races?
Yeah, I went last year to that race, and it was a better crowd than they've had in a while, but still wasn't great.
So the Titans are going to release Deion Lewis. That's going to save him about $4 million in cap space. All right, we will come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase on the other side. ESPN, 102.5 The Game. All right, let's get everybody caught up to speed on what has happened in the hour and a half that we've been on the air on this show. And it's been a whole lot. It's been a mouthful. Chase, you have the official statements.
I do. I even have the latest official statement from the Southeastern Conference that they just released.
Commissioner Greg Sankey is expected to speak in about a half an hour.
So here is alert number one that came out about 45 minutes ago. Based on the latest developments and the continued spread of the coronavirus, COVID-19, the Southeastern Conference today announced the cancellation of the remainder of the 2020 men's basketball tournament in Nashville. They went on to say Kentucky would be recognized as the champion because they won the regular season. 2 minutes ago, alert number two. Based on the latest developments and the continued spread of the coronavirus, COVID-19, the Southeastern Conference today announced the suspension of regular season competition for teams in all sports on SEC campuses as well as SEC championship events until March 30th. So we talked to Tim Corbin earlier.
The SEC is shutting down for the rest of the month. We talked to Tim Corbin in the first hour, and they were expected to start up a home series, a conference home series against Kentucky, starting tomorrow night. But obviously all that has been halted. So all SEC athletics shutting down for the rest of the month. The Big 12 tournament every year, which is held in downtown Kansas City, Big 12 canceled. SEC tournament here. Alabama, Tennessee, you heard from Rick Barnes. We played a little bit of that audio with Marty Smith. They have headed to the airport. They're going home. Or do they drive?
I don't know.
They probably flew. I don't know. They flew.
Bob Nightingale, who has covered baseball for a long time, just put out, the MLB owners have a conference call with Commissioner Rob Manfred scheduled to determine the rest of spring training and the start of the regular season.
UT has canceled football player interviews with the media today. And that's just where we are. So it's not, I mean, it's just all business is going to be shut down. MLS has suspended their season. The NHL is expected to come out with something, I suspect, in about an... They're set to meet in about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that meeting's going to take, but we'll probably get official word before we get off the air, don't you think?
I would think so. Austin Peay is the latest school to suspend classes. Austin Peay is suspending classes until March 23rd and move all classes to 100% online.
Which is basically every college and university around the country.
Yeah.
You heard
Metro's out.
You heard Tim Corbin say they don't even have. No, it was a half day.
I have a feeling your son is not going to school tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think all schools are going to. I mean, they have to. Everybody has to follow suit.
Yeah, I'm curious of what I mean, because we're sitting here giving our opinions as it happens, and this is all very weird. That's just the best way I know how to describe it. Like this is weird. To be discussing this, but I'm curious of what other people think. If you want to text us or call us at 615-737-1025. I have the text line pulled up, and some of you have weighed in, some funny, some Mike had said Mondays, Darren Donick and Chase will be a Seinfeld show, a show about nothing. If they cancel Curly Night in America, that's the last straw. So a little bit of humor
we
there.
We do not have confirmation on that, by the
we
way.
We don't.
It's early. NHL, all signs are pointing toward Pierre LeBrun put out a tweet saying that all officials out on the road have been told go home. Also, teams did not show up to the arenas this morning. Predators are in Toronto to take on the Leafs tonight. Nobody showed up to the arena. And visiting teams in the National Hockey League have also been told, wait for official word, but you can start basically packing up your stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait till it's official.
I will read this tweet. I usually don't read this guy's tweets, but it's kind of funny. Clay Travis, positive. This is the first time Tennessee hasn't lost a game in the SEC basketball tournament in 40 years. That's what he just put out there. I kind of laughed. You're staring at me.
Too soon.
Sorry.
Come on. Come on.
I know I'm supposed to be the official one.
Yeah, I'm supposed to speculate and throw out unofficial stuff, and you're supposed to be official, buttoned up, Chase.
My bad.
Come on. PGA is expected to play. By the way, the only conference tournament that is currently playing is evidently the folks in the Big East have turned off all their electronics, and they don't know what's going on. And they are playing St. John's and Creighton currently. I suspect who's supposed to follow, Elijah? Do you know?
Not 100% sure, but I can check up on that.
It Creighton really doesn't
John's,
matter.
Yeah, still playing.
They're not going to play. Whoever's going to tip 30 minutes following that game, they're not going to play. Once again, that's coming from unofficial me.
Yeah, Jeff Goodman, leagues that still haven't made a decision, America East, big, yeah, they're all going to cancel. This is crazy. You know, I say I want to shut down Twitter, but now I'm enthralled with it, with all this stuff coming out. And, oh, by the way, be careful out there tonight. Weather's supposed to get bumpy again.
Yeah, unfortunately, there is that. There are severe storms that we think could be coming in from the west, heading our way. And yeah, just like we haven't had enough go on here in the last week and a half. So keep that in mind. We've learned that don't take it lightly. Just pay close attention to the weather throughout the course of the today. Do you have any idea on when things are supposed to reach our area?
No, I was about to pull that up.
I think it's maybe late afternoon, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Ultimate Predator texts in. So since the Preds beat the Blues four times, we win the Stanley Cup by default, right?
Not sure that's how it works.
Yeah.
Eastern Conference may have something to say about that.
Yeah. It's a good thought, though.
I do wonder how the NBA and the NHL, when the NHL does make it official, how they're going to handle the rest of their – because the NBA's got about 15, 16 more games, somewhere in that 14 to 16 game. Remember, they started a little bit later. NHL's more 10 to a dozen.
Yep.
You know, 11, 12 – or 11, 12, 13. 13? 13 left. But they're on the – they're on the side of, you know, we know they've had more games in hand than basically anybody all year. It's like 11, 12, 13. So the NHL, a little bit less. I wonder how they're going to handle the rest of the regular season. Are they going to play them? Are they just going to do what the NCAA is doing, just start crowning champs by the standings?
Well, that's why I think 2 weeks, that would be, to me, if you have a two-week period that you've paused things, you still can play all 82. You could make it work. But from Rusty on the text line, with all the other sports canceling, can you guys provide updates from the Iditarod 2020?
Not sure. We'll check into that. I'm not sure we've ever done that. Do we know that it's business as usual?
No, we don't know that. Under 18 World Hockey Championship canceled via Darren Dreger.
Sunbelt is canceled. Basically, all of them are canceling. Everything's canceling on the NCAA side. MLB still waiting word. They start a little bit earlier than this year. They're kind of moving things around in spring training, some of the teams. We know the Seattle band. MLS has suspended their season for now. And I remember they're just getting cranked up, so I don't know. Maybe they come back with a more compact schedule. I don't know how that's going to play out. But Major League Baseball is trying to figure out what to do with the rest of their spring training and the start of their season.
NASCAR will have an update at 12 o'clock Central Time. They are, in recent hours, have been considering options and holding a conference call with team track execs to figure out the next two race weekends at Atlanta and Homestead, but a final verdict has not emerged yet. There have been reports that the Homestead race is postponed, but I've also seen reports that they could just run it without fans. My guess is they'll end up following suit.
What is the XFL doing? Have we heard
I haven't seen anything about the XFL.
Any word on the XFL? Anything? Anyone? Anyone? XFL? Anyone?
I think it might be playing with no fans. They're no fanning it, I guess.
I don't understand. What's different? They're going to close the gates?
I guess so.
Because the games I've watched, there's been a lot of that already going on.
The
attendance has been dropping, and the ratings have been dropping every week.
The New York Post is reporting the NHL will suspend the season. So that there's another call scheduled in a few minutes to work out some of the details. It's according to the New York Post.
Be careful, official guy. Is that official?
It's the New York Post. It's not official, no.
Titans do have a piece of news. They have informed Deion Lewis that he will be released. That's going to save them $4 million against the cap. We will come back and wrap up the second hour of Darren Donick and Chase. Elliot Freeman has set to join us every Thursday at 1 o'clock with all the NHL news. We'll just kind of play that by ear on I'm sure they're going to go wall-to-wall up where he is in Toronto. So I don't know if we're going to have Elliot today at 1 or not. We'll continue to try to correspond with him and see where he's at whenever this NHL official news comes out. More of Darren Donick and Chase next. We were out at Kroger in Franklin on Murfreesboro Road yesterday, 1203 Murfreesboro Road. We really appreciate everybody who stopped by to say hello. All the people who stopped by to say they listen. All the people who stopped by, one particular one in a black pickup truck, to give us some fantastic donuts. That was great.
That was nice.
And, of course, more importantly, the people who stopped by to help. And we're continuing to be your local donation station, accepting donations to help tornado disaster relief efforts. The Nashville Community Resource Center is in need of the following items: tarps, rolled plastic, hand sanitizer, laundry detergent, work gloves, and trash bags, just to name a few. So donations will be accepted here throughout the business day, Monday through Friday, from 8:30 until 5 at our studios on at 1824 Murfreesboro Pike. This is where our radio station is, by the airport. We were out on Murfreesboro Road in Franklin yesterday to see the full list of items, thegamenashville.com/donations. In fact, one of the guys who came up to us, Eddie, I believe, was his name, and he's used to cover the Dolphins. He does a lot with boxing.
Yeah.
And he listens to our show a lot, and it was cool to – he said he's called in before, but he showed us a video that he had with Stephen A. Smith when Tannehill was the quarterback for the Dolphins, and he was asking Stephen A. Smith, it was probably 3 years ago, what he thought of Ryan Tannehill. So it was good to meet a lot of people. That's the fun part about being outside. And, of course, Kroger was also collecting a lot of things, non-perishable food items for Second Harvest Food Bank, and so there was a lot of good – being done yesterday, and just wanted to pass along. We appreciate everybody who came out and hope you can continue to help out by stopping by our radio station during business hours and helping with the list that I just put out there.
Tornado watch for Nashville until 5 o'clock. Watch it excludes Williamson County, but the Metro Nashville Davidson area is under a tornado watch until 5 o'clock. So the National Weather Service put that out there. For those of you that are out and about, at Nash Severe WX is a tremendous follow on Twitter. We'll keep you informed. So
the few remaining tournaments that had not officially canceled, I'm starting to see they're all trickling in. Southland, all them, they're all canceling their tournaments other than the Big East. It continues to have St. John's and Creighton run up and down.
And the TSSAA is playing right now. I'm shocked by that.
TSSAA, they need to, once again, turn on your electronics. Let's go back up north in Toronto, where Willie Donick is standing by. We checked in with him at the beginning of the show. This is the middle of the show. We thought this would be a good time to check in as things are starting to trickle out there, Willie, that referees, officials have been told, pack up your stuff, head home. Teams like yourself that are on the road are being told, go on and get ready to take off, but wait till it's official. What are you hearing up there right now?
Well, I'm reading all of the reports that you guys have access to. You know, I think Pierre LeBrun had the tweet about the officials, and I saw Stu Cowan's tweet. I can't speculate, but I have to believe that, you know, it would be pretty surprising if the NHL came out and said, we're going to play. But I don't know that to be certain whatsoever. I think you prepare for all scenarios. You prepare for anything. You prepare for the game to be on, but you also prepare to come home right away. But I'm reading what you guys are, and you know, since we last talked, the announcement by the SEC to cancel all games, regardless of just the basketball in the next few days, we're talking about all the sporting events until March the 30th. The MLS saying we're going to take 30 days. The NBA hasn't come out with anything soon, definitive like that, but you know that, you know, they were the first. So I think if you're the NHL, you're certainly observing all of these things as they prepare for this meeting that is scheduled to start in about 10 minutes. So they've been processing all this information. And so, you know, we go from there.
Have you had a chance at all to talk to players on this road trip? And I know that business was not usual Tuesday night in Montreal. I noticed just having the screens on Fox Sports Tennessee in the studio on mute, but typically you do a skate up on the road, and there was no skate up, and I know that was kind of a league-wide rule that kind of came out that nobody's doing that, so you were doing kind of a one-on-one locker room area. We didn't have on the radio side of things an AT&T call to the locker room, where on the road Pete and Hal would do that. I do them on home games It was not business as usual. You saw the setup downstairs for post game. There's a 6 feet barrier between the media. Yeah. But if you had a chance, because now with what's happening in the NBA, and now a couple of players have come out and tested positive, I wonder how much that's going through the minds of NHL players of, you know, oh my gosh, you know, just the reality that professional athletes in another sport are testing positive. I wonder what they're thinking. Have you had a chance to talk to any of the players at all?
Not since the Rudy Gobert story, for sure. I would think that all players would have to have the same thought after seeing that, is just wondering, you know, what's next, and just like anybody else. Like, I go back and forth. Like, there, you know, I think the one part of the process, you would think, for all NBA players, and they're trying to go through this as we speak, is they want to get all the players tested, right? And so everybody's starting to wonder that, right? So there's this whole thing of, well, if the NBA players are getting tested, then what about just the regular people that need to get tested? You know, why should you prioritize, you know, NBA players as opposed to any other line of work? I mean, this is what rolls through your head. While I sit here and just wait for answers like you guys. So it's very complicated, for sure. But no, I haven't had a chance to talk to any of the players since then. It, you know, because up until last night, right, guys, it was still, like you said, Darren, we're starting to feel it a little bit. In Montreal, they did change the procedure a little bit. In fact, you know, it was ironic because Montreal, the road team doesn't have access to their locker room from the bench. So I wasn't going to do my normal skate-up interview from the bench anyway. But as it turned out, I was really the last guy to get a one-on-one interview shy of the six-foot rule that came in, you know, later that night. After the morning skate, they went back and said, you know, we need a little bit more space. We want to take a little extra precaution and put the barrier up, you know, and put somebody at a podium and have everybody stand back 6 feet just to not take any chances. And obviously the whole world has changed since then. So that was the only thing that the players, I think, had felt since the awareness started to really turn up a couple of notches. And obviously it's gone up 100-fold since then, starting last night with the Gobert story.
I'm going to shift gears for a second because I don't know if you guys have seen this or not, but you both have been on the air and in the market for a long time, but MTSU announced that longtime baseball coach Steve Peterson passed away earlier. So he was there when I was there. I actually did a couple of interviews with him and was there for a long time. So I know you guys, you know, have covered him. But they tweeted out this morning that he had passed away.
Sorry to hear that. I did not know that.
I did. I saw that this morning, and I was so sorry to see that. Coach Pete, as he was known, as you know, Chase, coached for a long time at Middle. And when I was playing at Vanderbilt, he was the coach. So I played against him for 4 years, and he had some excellent teams at Middle Tennessee over the years. He was there for such a long time that I had the pleasure of working with him for some of the TSSAA state championship games, which were held over on the campus of Middle Tennessee. So he would be up there in the press box with me, and we did a couple of years worth of championship games. So I have great memories of him. I was so saddened to see that story. So that was way too soon. I did not know anything about that. I just happened to see that this morning, so I'm glad you passed that along.
Yeah, so a quick story. When I was just starting my broadcasting classes when I was at MTSU, one of the first stories that I did was on the in-state rivalry, so to speak, between Vanderbilt and MTSU. And that was my first time interviewing both of them, Tim Corbin and Steve Peterson, and they were both nice enough to give me the time and, you know, talk about going up against each other and, you know, the respect they have for one another. And it was just you know, he was very, very accessible. And so it was, you know, it was cool to do that as somebody that was just starting out and was still kind of nervous and learning the ropes. But, yeah, I saw that this morning and was sad to hear it.
I'm trying to think, and I hate to even say this out loud because, gosh, I'm going to feel like such a dope if I'm wrong. But I know we used to have some cool conversations with him, Willie, over the years. Didn't he always do, gosh, I hate saying this, I should know this, Didn't he do one of the fundraisers, a big fish fry? Was that him in the program for the program to raise money? Or am I getting my wires crossed?
It didn't ring a bell for me. It may be. I'm not sure.
Yeah, like I said, I probably shouldn't have just said that out loud, but I kind of felt like we did have conversations with him about that. But anyway, very sad to hear.
Just like a lot of baseball coaches on the local area, you know, baseball fundraising was its own thing. Mm-hmm. That was part of the job as a coach, right? You got to, if you want extra things, you got to raise the money on your own. I know my coach,
the Grand Slam Fish Fry,
friends with Coach Peterson, Roy Mewburn, did that kind of thing all the time to try to raise whatever he could.
What did you say, Chase?
The Grand Slam Fish Fry.
Yeah, I thought we always talked to him about that. That just came to my mind. That's awful news. So when do you expect to learn something? And have you been told that you guys be prepared to leave? Have you been told anything of the sorts that you're going to be heading to the airport anytime soon?
Well, we haven't been told anything along those lines. I think the Board of Governors meeting, which is scheduled to start here, you know, at noon Central Time, that's what we're all waiting to hear what comes out of that. And I think you're prepared for both scenarios is what it comes down to. So I think that's the extent of what we've been told. So, hey, the meetings at, you know, we're in Eastern time, so the meeting's at 1 o'clock. Be prepared to hear some news after that. That was the last report that we heard. But I think it's basically be prepared for all scenarios. We know what's going on around us, so we know that there's got to be a pretty good possibility that, you know, we make plans to head home if the NHL follows suit. But, you know, you have to be ready for anything. Can you imagine if they said, you know, get ready to play? I mean, the players are sitting there.
It would be bad. It would be really bad.
Yeah, but there's you would have to guess that there's very little chance, if any, that games would be played tonight. I think the question is, out of the meeting, are they prepared to make any announcement going forward, similar to the SEC, we're going to take this much time, or we're going to reconvene next week? You know, I think these are all the things that you would sort out. But I would have to imagine they know right now in that room that, you know, whether they're going to play or not. I think we would know otherwise if there was any chance that there would be some games tonight. But that's me guessing, and I want to make that clear. I don't want to speculate any further than that.
St. John's and Creighton have gone to the half where they were told the Big East tournament has been canceled.
Oh, my gosh. Dopes.
St. John's leads so Creighton 38-35.
What dopes? I mean, what dopes? Gosh. Play a half and then you cancel it.
Dan Wolkin tweeted that the Big East, you know, it's something about, like, he can't believe they haven't canceled yet. And somebody responded and said, Dolan's going to charge him no matter what, so they're trying to get it in.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my
were there fans in the stands?
I don't know.
There were cheerleaders and band. They were very few fans. It looked like it was just family. I mean, there couldn't have been more than 150 people.
Right.
Greg Sankey is going to speak at 12:30 now.
12:30. Okay. Willie, we just wanted to check in. It's unusual circumstances. I can't ever remember thousands of shows we've done. We've done unusual shows in different set of circumstances, but this one may take the cake when it's all said and done. This has been a wild week of shows. We'll probably check in with you. If you hear anything, let us know. How about that?
Oh, absolutely. We'll do. And I think we're all trying to keep the right perspective here, right? That this goes beyond sports. This is just life. This is not something that you can mess around with, and you hope that we have good leadership, and you trust that our people in the medical field that are working overtime to try to figure out what to do here, you just have to defer to them, right? And listen to what they're saying and follow suit. So let's all just let's think that way, and we will go from there. But, guys, I will let you know as soon as we hear information from Toronto here.
All right, sounds good. Thanks. Willie Donick up in Toronto with the Predators and still kind of waiting official word on what the NHL is going to do with their regular season. There's a lot of games scheduled tonight, including the Predators up in Toronto. We'll come back. Hour number three of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.